Did you know, Jim Caviezel, that the son of the late Beatle, George Harrison, has a band called the New Number Two, actually in honor of the original Prisoner series?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
You gotta wait, you gotta wait for show. You gotta wait for show. You gotta wait for show.
That is Danny Harrison on lead vocals with his band, the New Number Two. He was on track to become a race car designer before his father's death in 2001. But when Danny stepped in to help finish his dad's posthumous album, Brainwashed, the life of a musician seemed like the way to go. Danny Harrison took an unorthodox route to making and distributing his music. He quietly built a solid and loyal following online and started releasing his music through iTunes and the video game Rock Band. Danny Harrison looks exactly like his famous father, circa 1967, hollow cheeks, wisps of facial hair, deep brown eyes. But his sound is completely different. But back to why he chose the name The New Number Two for his band, it's a reference to the character from the British TV series The Prisoner.
I was looking for a name for a band that was, you know, faceless or...
Faceless in a sense because you thought... You know, otherwise people would...
Just as a way of people being able to see the work that we were doing for what it was before they realised that there was any sort of attachment to any Beatles stigma or whatever you want to call it. Just as a way of getting the art seen without having to, you know, fess up instantly.
Now, you're out touring this record in the U.S., and I want to ask about a song on the album. It's called Back to You, and I imagine it has an interesting story behind it. It begins with clips from television newscasts.
With images of the bombings still so fresh in people's minds.
The sample came from, I think it was a James Menendez BBC News report that I'd recorded about the 7/7 bombings that had happened in London.
And then you sort of include this lyric, no progression from the situation, just oceans of misinformation.
Well, I think after September 11th, there's so much information that everyone's been talking about. You know, there's too much being blasted at you and twittered at you and texted at you. And you know, I know a lot of people who just get anxiety even watching the news or their phone or anything these days. Hundreds of spam emails. And to find actually what is going on, it's all subjected to the opinion of whoever's telling it, whoever wins the war and tells the story.
Gonna bring it back to you. I never turn my back to you. I remember what you said and what I promised you. Took a while to learn the truth. Always learning something new.
I wanted to ask you about the system, the approach you have taken to putting out this record. It is not based on a traditional way of releasing music.
It's true. I was fortunate enough to inherit my father's studio when he died. So before I was lucky enough to find my bandmates, I'd already known how to use a studio and make a record.
I mean, you wrote a lot of this record literally on your computer, right?
Oh, yeah, just by myself and my laptop, yeah. And... you know, it's a lot better for those who don't necessarily fit into the pigeonhole that is the conventional record industry, which has seemingly collapsed on itself anyway. Being fortunate enough to have been in the position where I already had the studio, I was free enough to be able to do it the other way. The New Number Two is my sort of little prototype band, really, and it's a good way of demoing different systems so that if anything does work, we'll help the new model or at least shame the old one. We've just launched a website the other day that's we teamed up with a Japanese company called Stickam, and it's sort of free events, pay-per-view events, all different types of things, access to the band, and it can be used through your mobile phone. So we can take our phones with us on the road and broadcast from the bus, or we can just play live from a venue that has the uplink, and all you need is a laptop, and anyone in the world can join and interact.
Danny Harrison, you don't sound like the lead singer of a band. You sound more like the head of a digital media conglomerate.
I've been trying. You know, sometimes I suddenly realized that in order to do what I wanted to do, I had to become that which I hated, which was the head of a record company or a digital media conglomerate, and then just do whatever you want. Electric frenzy flash at me. Chime in key to the music on my screen.
My guest is Danny Harrison. He's the man behind the band The New Number Two. He's also the son of George Harrison. Of course, one of the great songwriters of all time. Did you sort of pick up on the way that he thought about writing music?
He really never... I think part of his whole thing was to really never inflict any opinion on me, other than, you know, the important stuff of spirituality and self-realization and, you know, working out who you are, where am I going, what am I doing, who am I. You know, those were the important issues, and he never really taught me how to play guitar. He just let me go and never really taught me how to write a song, but I was always there with him. And I think there's no way of teaching someone how to do these sort of things. It's just, if, you know, if you're fortunate enough to be headed down that path, then you got to find your own way. And
is that what he would say to you?
No, he'd say to me, never be famous and don't play music. But you know, I didn't listen to that one.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear the story about your involvement in the video game Rock Band. They put out a version called The Beatles Rock Band.
The quick story is I'd released a few tracks for the New Number Two
through this video game,
and again, my prototype sort of system for the whole thing, and I realized that it was a really great way of reaching people, and you know.
And you said we've got to do this,
and we got some demo levels made quickly. I used some files of my father's solo records. As soon as they saw the game functioning, it was all agreed on.
Did you have to get agreement or buy-in from Paul McCartney, for example?
From everyone. We had a few demos at Abbey Road, and then I think that Paul and Ringo saw it at their own houses. The people had come and shown them and set up systems, and Yoko saw it in New York, and I'd already shown my mother. So yeah, once we got that, it was very easy for them to agree on it.
You said your dad told you, don't be famous, mm-hmm. and don't become a musician.
I mean, not don't become a musician. I think he was just joking when he said that one. But the don't be famous thing is, I don't know, the way I always saw it was that he could say that, but being already born as his son has already kind of ruined that one for me anyway, because people, you know, the English press or whatever, they're always interested. And I think being famous for having done nothing, that's what you want to avoid.
Danny Harrison fronts the band The New Number Two. Their latest recording is called You Are Here. Danny Harrison, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Another John Doe and another face to blame, yeah.
The New Number Two plays tonight in Minneapolis and Monday in Denver. To hear full tracks from the band and other new artists, check out nprmusic.org. Tomorrow on the program, the Postal Service's worst nightmare. And so you were just kind of doing this on your own. Nobody said, hey, Ray, can you invent an email?
No, there was no statement of work. You know, the statement of work did not say, thou shalt go forth and invent email.
Our series, The Net at 40, continues. A conversation with the inventor of email, Ray Tomlinson. That's tomorrow. For today, that's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. From all of us, have a great evening.
You wound so tight, it starts to crack.